everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Hey, cattle producer, your final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Thursday, December 14th, broadcast live on the Cowboy Channel, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, 16,000 head being offered, 3,500 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,900 weaned calves, and 1,600 bred stock. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117.
Well, aggressive triple-digit gains flooded into the cattle markets today following the recent widespread liquidation over the last couple of weeks. Nearby contracts held gains above $2 per hundredweight in both live cattle and feeder cattle trade. This supported follow-through buying while corn prices were higher today in live trade. The Dow Jones 138 points higher, NASDAQ up 2 points. In live cattle, strong buyer support quickly and aggressively moved into the live cattle trade. This pushed nearby contracts $1.50 to $2.50 per hundredweight higher today, with underlying support building through all contracts. This created additional buyer support in February through June contracts, as buyers who have been on the sidelines during the recent market pressure were very willing and able to step back into the complex. Follow-through support, though, was seen throughout the end of the session, although prices did not move significantly higher before the closing bell. In feeder cattle, sharp triple-digit gains quickly developed across all of cattle trade, as the aggressive pressure over the last couple of weeks sparked some underlying buyer interest through deferred and nearby contracts. Nearby contracts held gains of $2 to $2.50 per hundredweight as traders tried to move markets higher and establish a sense of support throughout the week. Grain futures, though, were narrowly mixed today after mostly two-sided trade overnight that followed Monday's push to new lows. Corn prices firmed today after they traded in a range of less than a penny overnight. March futures broke to new contract lows on Monday, though momentum indicators did not, suggesting divergence as the market tries to confirm a bottom. Soybeans a little lower today after an early rally fell apart overnight. January futures tried to firm in Asia but dropped to its new lows after the close of trading in Asia and also tested its 100-day moving average, which came in today at around $9.80. Wheat prices turned mostly higher today, recovering a little following Monday's drop to new contract lows in winter wheat. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.